And on this Tuesday morning, we've got Judy in from O'Neill Travel Now. Judy, good morning.
Good morning. It is a nice morning.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, yesterday got pretty hot.
Yeah, it did.
No, but it's nice and
that's
cool.
That's all right. We're not going to complain about the heat, because I'd rather have a little warmth than the cold we had for most of the
part
of 2020.
Well, we're ready for it. We can't complain.
That's right.
I got a little friend with me today.
I see that. I see Lakin is here today.
Lakin's, yeah. She's waiting for a baby sister this morning.
Oh, sweet. So, well, that's going to be a good day then.
Yeah, I know.
What day are we on? June 16th.
Yep. All right. Awesome. And my Michelle's son is 8 or 20 today.
I thought really?
18. Yeah, Easton. And so hopefully I'll remember those two birthdays at the same time.
Well, good luck to Nicole. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck to me to get her in now that car seat.
Yeah, what I was going to say, Judy needs a refresher course on car seat.
You know, it's a jump seat.
Yeah.
It's a jump, total jump seat. Well, I just wanted to tell you what's happening that we know of the news. The three of us are watching a lot of Zoom videos with our CEOs of Princess and the cruise lines and the airlines. And a lot is starting to move. Things are starting to move. I think people have really helped themselves a lot. We've had a couple people from here flying this last week, and I called them after they got there because I haven't been able to fly yet, and I'm ready.
Right.
Steve Rose is one of them that he's actually down in Omaha, but he flies back and forth. And so I called him after he got to Florida, and he goes, it was a piece of cake. He goes, when I walked in, so right now, because things change all the time, right now you walk in and instead of go to the counter because everybody's back at work yet, they're bringing them on back. You go straight up to TSA and go through. And he goes, a little social distancing there. People are really good about that, sitting apart or families are together. And he said he got on the plane. You have to wear a mask. But he goes, it really didn't bother me at all. And the middle seats were empty, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And he said everything was really kind of normal. And the air is really fresh anyway. And I was watching one of our videos or live videos of how they were spraying the planes down. They have like guns.
Really?
Yeah, after somebody gets off the plane and it just sprays this solution on. Hmm. So they're doing the best they can. And I think they're actually adding more flights per day.
Yeah, I was going to say last night we were about 8 o'clock, we were out in the front yard and there was 3 airplane trails across the sky.
So yeah, they're adding.
Good to see. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had a million go through yesterday, which isn't a lot yet. Because it's way more than that in the United States.
And I see pictures from some of our friends that do a lot of traveling that the airport restaurants are starting to pick up a little more, and the tarmacs are a little busier. So,
it's just amazing.
It looks like it's getting a little back to normal.
Right, right. Yeah. And that'll be fun. I'm ready to fly somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
So, we're getting some great packages. Nicole, before she left here, she went on to quite a few of her talks with the CEOs of the places in Mexico and Dominican Republic, and they're all starting to open up. They've took this time to revamp. There's not really such thing as buffets right now.
Right.
Eventually, they may come back, but it's going to be more like cafeteria style. You're still going to have all these choices, but it's just going to be more like a cafeteria where, I don't know, I grew up in a school where we had hot lunch all the time. And you go through and they serve you.
Right.
So, and on that note, I talked to somebody from Vegas, and they're doing way better than they expected. Of course, a lot of people come from around that area, not so much fly in, but they're starting to fly in. 80% of the casinos are open.
Wow.
And like MGM Enterprises, you know, one company owns like about 5 casinos. And what they did, they're surprised themselves. Their flagship casinos open first. So like Circus owns Luxor, it owns New York, it owns Excalibur. So they were opening their original casinos first, the most popular. And as they filled, they opened the next casino.
Oh, okay.
So it's 80% capacity. For the casinos. The things that aren't open yet is Bally's, Mirage, Paris, Aria, and only because they're just not ready yet. And so they're opening in groups. And as the demand goes, the tables and the machines, I think I've talked about this before, every other machine may be off, and the poker tables are used to be 3 when they first opened. Now they've got 5.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they've just got their chairs relocated. All the bartenders, they're all open. The restaurants are open. 50% capacity. They're not as strict right. as that, but it doesn't seem to be yeah. as crowded.
Yeah.
So, and people seem to be doing fine. Yep. So I'm anxious to get back there too. Parking is free.
Yeah.
The one guy says, I hope that stays that way.
Yeah, but, that'd be great.
The resort fees are not. They're not, they've got a little more going in than they have as they open their sister casinos, but the pools they are really strict on. It's 50%. And it's like getting 100 degrees out there.
Yeah.
So if there's 50% in there, you've got to wait until somebody comes out before you go back in. So it's those kind of things. But it doesn't seem to be bothering anybody.
Good.
And most of the buffets are on hold. I think one opened today. The Wynn Casino opened. And it's more, they bring the food to you. I guess you can just pick it out on
whatever
your phone.
Yeah. Cool.
It might save a little overeating.
That's right.
So, and like I said, the flying is going in. What I'm going to talk about the next time I'm on is cruise ships. It's amazing what they're doing to cruise ships. It is a total revamp and a reintroduction, and it looks pretty cool. So, and I think they got a bad rap because it come out about then right. and people were on them.
Yeah.
But they closed almost all of them in around here. In the United States and going over to Hawaii and stuff. And they took this time to, I mean, they've got welders going and yeah. just doing all kinds of new things. So I'm anxious to do that. So they'll be back. They'll be back big time. The ones over in Europe now that are stationed there are going.
Huh.
You know, they've kind of simmered down there and it seems to be going well there.
Good.
So just not here. Yeah,
everybody's ready.
Right.
To do something.
Right. And I did have some calls yesterday. Some people wanted to go to Ireland. It just happened to be Ireland when they asked. And I said, just wait till next spring before you go overseas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they don't want us over there yet.
Right,
so,
right, right.
You know, so any of our international travel. And Nebraska, if we go, like, to Mexico or something, if we did, we're a two-week
quarantine.
So, and the same right now until the 30th of Hawaii. But I could get quarantined over there real good.
And there's quite a few places we don't want to go right now. So.
No.
Yeah.
Just we've been here all this time. Yeah. I think it's, you know, just waiting.
Right. Yeah, and whether you're going to Mount Rushmore or if you're going to want to go wherever, call and they'll travel now. You can get them in anywhere.
Well, we can. Yeah. And it's a good time to go and see, go do some driving things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good time to get out. And I think that's what people are doing.
You bet.
And stuff, so...
Call O'Neill Travel now if you got questions. 336-2455. As you said, some restrictions are being lifted, so and it changes daily just about. So,
And like I said, it's the flying. I'm going to be putting some videos on of what they're doing to the ships or how they're doing the airplanes and the motor coach. It's very interesting.
I bet.
So.
All right. Well, I've got to go to a Zoom meeting, so I'm going to let you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's where I'm headed right now. So
those are kind of a little crazy.
I know. I'm about tired of a Zoom meeting.
I have to get like way back because I thought, oh, my God, that's too close.
And I look about 20 pounds heavier on Zoom.
I know. But if you do, if you back up quite a bit, it's a lot. You're just going to.
There you go.
Sounds about 50 pounds heavier on radio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Judy.
What are you saying?
Yeah. 336-2455 or O'Neill.com or OneHillTravelNow.com.